Yeah, right. You're with who? Your name is what?
Hi, you're listening to Bonersode 91 for April 30th, 2021. I'm your host, Winston Beauregard, and today my stupid piece of shit producer is Cody No Name. But enough about that clown ass, because I'm in a rush to get this show out before the end of the month. It's been a couple weeks since I've released exclusive content for you nice supporters, and that's bullshit, so here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Anita.
Yes.
Hey, Anita, it's Leave with the HOA.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I just needed to kind of give you a heads up. We filed some paperwork with the city.
Uh-huh.
We're just getting the neighborhood kind of rezoned for commercial use.
Okay. For what?
For commercial use, like, for businesses, retail, that kind of thing. We're not actually putting in any businesses. We're just kind of doing this little tax loophole thing.
Yeah.
But one thing that we have to do just in case the city inspector comes out is we just need to hang some fake signs just around the neighborhood to make it look like there's businesses here. And I know it's kind of complicated. We're going to be putting up signs around the neighborhood that make it look like there's, you know, like retail and stuff.
I'm not sure I'm okay with this. If you, I'm still actually my house. I'm selling my house.
Oh, that's fine. It doesn't really have anything to do with you specifically. It's just.
But now that just seems to me, I'm sorry, but that just seems a little dishonest. I've owned my own business. I've owned several businesses.
Oh, very, very nice. Very good, honey. Very, very impressive. Yeah, I know.
That just seems a little dishonest.
Well, no, it's all legal and everything. We're just kind of exploiting an existing law.
But if that business isn't at that house and you've got to sign up, then you're not being honest.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not for you to say. But anyways, here's the thing, though. We're going to be hanging a sign.
Okay, I need this in writing. I'm calling my attorney right now, okay?
What, ma'am, this doesn't even involve you.
I need this in writing. Please email me. You know my email.
Ma'am, we're not asking.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Anita, we don't need your permission for this.
I meant what I said.
Anita, you didn't even let me explain, like, the reason why I'm calling.
But no, you've explained enough.
Well, no, you don't. There's an important detail that you're missing out on. Like, number one, we're not asking for your permission. We already did this. But I'm calling you specifically because we're going to be hanging one of the signs over your front door.
You better not.
Yeah, they're going to be there tomorrow morning to set it up.
Then I will call the police. If you hang anything on my property.
No, ma'am, it's not.
If you cross on my property line.
Anita, why are you being so argumentative?
On my property.
You're just being argumentative for no reason, Anita. I've had it up to here.
I'm calling my attorney on the other line, right?
Oh, your attorney can suck a fat one.
If you hang a sign on my yard.
Yeah, it's going to say. No, it's not going to be in your yard. It's going to be over your door.
If you trespass on my property.
I'm not going to be trespassing.
You understand?
The
if
HOA,
you're going to hang something in my yard, that's trespassing.
It's not in your yard. It's over your door, first of all. And secondly, it's just a sign. Ma'am, we just need you to pretend to be a restaurant. That's all. We're going to be hanging a sign.
I'm not pretending to be a damn restaurant.
No, we're hanging a sign that says Whiz Bangs on
no,
it.
No, you're not either.
We're registering your house as Whiz Bangs. It's just a little.
Anybody, stop.
And like you,
stop
it. And we're going to be putting up fake menus too to the left of your door.
Hello.
Hello, Pam.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Pam. It's Jerry with the HOA.
Yes.
I just need to let you know the HOA. We signed a deal with a local television studio to do a pilot for a talk show here in the neighborhood. And the reason I'm calling you directly is they're going to be using your living room on Monday just to film the pilot.
Oh, the hell they are. I don't know who you are, but you're a fraudster.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Pam, it's Jerry again. I think we had a miscommunication there.
No, we didn't.
Well, why'd you hang up? I don't understand. I didn't even really get a chance to explain what's going on.
You're telling me you're using my living room? I don't think so, Jerry.
Yeah, we signed a deal with this with Merv Griffin Studios. They just want to film a...
Oh, you're so full of crap. I don't know who you are.
Ma'am, why are you...
You need to stop harassing residents in here. You've already been reported once to the police.
I'm not harassing you, ma'am. I called you one time.
No, you called me twice.
Well, okay, but that's because you hung up before I could even explain. And I'm only calling because David wanted me to.
Who's David?
Our vice president.
David who?
David, the vice president of the HOA. Where have you been?
Where have you been?
You've been living under a rock, Pam. Look, is Larry there? Can I just talk to the man of the house? Somebody that will react rationally to this?
You're really starting to tick me off. I don't need to be talked down to
by
some person. I have no idea who you are.
You're the one that's just being all just you know, you're a fraudster.
Because what you're talking about sounds insane.
Well, I haven't even had a chance to really explain. You just got all pissy about it and hung up.
This guy said I got all pissy about it.
Well, you did get pissy.
What do you want, buddy?
Oh, hey, is this Larry?
Who is this?
It's Jerry with the HOA. I was talking to that wife of yours, but man, oh man, she's got a real stick up her ass.
Well, I'll tell you what. Come on by, I'll put a stick up your ass.
Oh, you can't threaten me like that. I'm with the HOA. There's rules around here.
You're not with the HOA. Get out of here.
You get out of here.
Hello?
Hello, Ann?
Yeah?
Hey, Ann. It's George with the HOA.
Who?
It's George with the Homeowners Association.
Oh, the Homeowners Association. Yes.
Yeah, hey, sorry to bother you. I just needed to give you a heads up. There's been a development here in the neighborhood. We signed a contract with the local TV station, and they're wanting to film a pilot for a talk show just right here in the neighborhood. And, well, anyways, long story short, they're going to be filming it right there in your living room on Monday.
Not my living room.
Yeah, just right there in your living room. It's only going to take one day, and, you know...
Not in my living room.
Give it up, boy. Yeah. Who is this?
Hello, Jeff?
Yeah, who is this?
Oh, hey, Jeff, it's...
Shit in my house.
It's George with the HOA. I'm stuck in Ann.
Yeah, George who?
George who? What's
your last name, George?
Corvallet.
Hey, George.
Yes.
Call somebody else, okay?
No, I needed to talk to you and Ann about the filming that's going on.
Nah.
No. Hey, you ain't filming shit.
Have a good day, buddy.
Hey, Ann, you...
Hello?
Hello, James?
Yes, this is James.
Hey, James, it's Bobson with the Homeowners Association.
For...
The...
Which homeowner?
The...
For where? I don't live at anymore.
Yeah, I know. You used to live over there on... Walk though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're the one. Sorry to bother you. We were filing some paperwork with the city this morning, and we were just kind of doing this tax loophole thing. And well, long story short, we registered that address that you used to live at as a business, and we had to put your name down as the owner.
Why would you register that address as a business?
It's just kind of a like a tax break kind of thing that we're doing. I mean, it's all on the up and up. You know, we're just kind of exploiting the loophole. But yeah, we had to put your name down as the proprietor of the business.
So what exactly are you asking of me here?
Well, I'm not really asking anything of you, but wow, that was rude of Carol. Tell her to shut up. Jeez. Butting in like that.
Easy.
Hey.
Well, she's,
easy. Don't talk to me like that.
Well, she's the one that's like, oh, that's fucked up. I'm like, man, tell her to zip it.
Hey, what's going on here? This
you
is just out of the blue.
Hey, control your woman over there. Jeez. You let her just run her mouth like that?
Hey, fuck you, asshole. What are you doing?
Oh, hey, James. Why don't you just go ahead and put Carol on since she's going to run her mouth like that?
Look.
Like she's the one that...
What the hell is going on here? You put my name as a business owner for something that's for some tax loophole?
Yeah.
With the city?
I didn't even get to explain the reasoning behind that because Carol was just yammering away back there.
All right. Just forget about it. Okay. You need to make this end quickly because I'm in the middle of dinner here.
Okay.
So what's going on now?
What are you eating?
What have I been pulled into?
Did Carol cook it or did you order out?
Hey. Go to hell.
Did you... What? Hello, Tim?
Yes.
Hey, Tim, it's George with the HOA.
Yeah.
Hey, I just needed to kind of give you a heads up. We got some kind of exciting news here in the neighborhood. We signed a deal with the local television studio, and they're wanting to film a pilot for a talk show right here in the neighborhood.
Okay.
But yeah, so, the reason I'm calling you directly is we worked out this deal with the television studio, and so we went ahead and agreed to let them use your living room to film the pilot.
Yeah, right.
It's just going to be it's going to be on Monday, and it's only going to take about half a day, they said.
All right, well, I'm not going to be in town. My house is going on the market Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And there will be showings going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm not restricting showings because of it.
Well, it's going to be on Monday, not Saturday, so it shouldn't really conflict with the showings. But well, yeah, they're just going to be bringing in some set pieces and just kind of dressing it up.
Where are they setting up at?
They're using your living room.
No, they're not using my living room.
yeah, just for about half a day. They said about 8 hours tops.
Not happening.
Well, no, we already signed the contract and everything. Yeah, I'm just supposed to let you know.
Not happening.
And yeah, you don't even have to be there.
I don't know if there's a joke or not, but it's not happening.
No, what would be the joke? Of course not. No, David wanted me to call and just kind of fill you in on the details.
Excuse me?
The vice president of the HOA, David.
No idea who he is.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you're not really around much. But anyways, yeah, they're going to be there at about 9 o'clock. And they just have
They're not coming to my house Saturday morning. I mean, Monday morning, sir. I don't know who you are.
What?
I have no idea who you are.
I told you I'm with the HOA. I don't think we've ever met personally, but that doesn't really have anything to do with it.
Well, you can come up here to my house. I'm standing in my driveway. You can come up to 33 Circle and we'll talk about it.
Oh, I thought you said you were out of town. I thought you said you weren't even there. Like, I don't even understand.
I am leaving Saturday morning.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing then, because they're going to be there on Monday, and the fewer people there, the better, because they got to bring.
Okay,
Does
Ron know about this? Does Ron know about it?
Who? Wrong? Yeah, he knows.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah. So they're just going to be bringing in some cameras and a couple set pieces. They just have to bring it in sideways and hook it. It's really not that big of a deal. I mean, if anything, this is probably going to increase the value of the home. Like you should
not
be
happening, sir. Not happening. I don't care. I don't know who you are.
Yeah, I know. You already told me. You already told me that you know who I am. That doesn't really matter, Tim. You're spazzing out for no reason. Like this,
sir.
This is going to help you sell your house.
Nobody's coming into my house without me here. I'm not going
to
be here.
Well, you can be there. It's fine. You just have to stay off to the side while they're filming.
No, sir. I'm not going to be here. I'm out of town.
Okay.
There is nobody going to be at my house.
You just said that you're there, and now you're
a real estate lady.
You just said that you're there, and now you're saying that you're out of town. This whole story is falling apart, Tim. Sounds like you're full of shit. Hello, Tim.
I'm over at somebody's house to get his talk. Hey, Ron. Did you talk to this guy? He said he was with HOA. Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Ron.
Oh, hey, Ronk.
Who's this?
It's Jerry with the HOA. I don't know why he put you on. I was just trying to explain to him the filming that's going to be going on.
You're trying to explain what?
The filming that's going to be going on over at his house. Why did he put you on? Like, who are you? You're a nobody.
I'm the vice president of the HOA.
Oh, bull crap. David's the vice president.
He's on the art committee.
No.
Who is this?
No, David's the vice president. He's my vice president. Like, I didn't even vote
who
for
is
you.
This? You're in the...
Like, as far as I'm concerned, you stole the election.
What?
That's right.
Who are you?
This is George with the HOA.
Now you must have the wrong
Where did Tim go? Why am I even talking to you? Like, why did he hide behind your skirt?
Well, he's trying to figure out who you are and why you're calling.
Tell Tim to nut up and just handle his own problems.
Tim?
Like, what are you, his dad or something?
You got the wrong community or something.
I was talking to Tim, and I don't know, he just ran off.
Yeah, you said that you're with the HOA. You're not with the HOA.
Yeah,
I'm the vice president of the HOA.
Oh, no. No, I'm with the real HOA, not your fake HOA.
You're with the real HOA, not the fake HOA.
Yeah, that's right. I don't recognize I don't recognize your authority around here.
You're all messed up, man.
What do you mean messed up?
Sir, if you show up at my house on Monday morning,
hey,
the law will be here to meet you.
To beat me?
So I don't know who the heck you are, but I will find out.
Tom.
Oh, hey, Tom, it's Bobson with the HOA.
Yes, sir.
Hey, sorry to bother you. I just needed to give you a heads up. The HOA, we signed a little deal with the local television studio. And, well, long story short, they're wanting to film a pilot for a talk show right there in your living room. And so we went ahead and give them the green light. And, yeah, that's why I just needed to kind of coordinate with you on that.
What? Who is this?
It's Bobson. Is that
very
Kelly
funny.
Laughing in the background there?
Yes, very funny.
Oh, no, it's
I don't know.
No, it's not a joke. Hello?
Hey.
It is Kelly.
Yeah, hey, can you tell Kelly to shut up? She's not contributing to the conversation.
Kelly, hush.
Yeah, just
so
pipe down.
How much money is in it for me?
Well, there's no money involved. It's just, you know, good for the neighborhood. You know, just kind of brings in publicity and things like that.
Dang, man, that would be awesome. When are they going to do this?
Yeah, so they're going to be there on Monday at 9 o'clock to start setting up the set pieces and everything.
Bobson?
Yep.
That sounds like a rigged up name, but...
Rigged up name? What do you mean by that?
I guess that's something you got to live with. Anyway, what's your number,
yeah,
Bobson?
Well, wow, that's kind of impolite.
Well, I'm an impolite person, man.
I guess so. You're a real boner jacket.
What? That'd be an extra large on that jacket, Big Daddy.
Come on.
Oh, baby, how big a boy are you? Hey, Kelly, get back in the kitchen. Go make a sandwich or something.
Oh, my God.
Shit. Oh, my God.
Go get Tom a beer.
All right, what's your number?
Sounds like he needs it. So how big a boy are you? How big a boy are you?
I'm not a big fella by no means.
Oh, no. Well, I guess it's not really the size that matters.
No.
What's that?
All right, just put Kelly on the phone. I'll talk to her. I'll straighten her out. Since you're having trouble controlling your woman over there.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like Rachel's brother.
No.
Are you Rachel's brother?
Oh, crap. You caught me. How'd you know?
I picked up on your voice as soon as you said the first word.
Dang it. My cover is blown.
We are cracking up over here, man. You ought to be one of them radio people that
no radio is dead.
Voices that you can do that, because man, I could not keep a straight voice like you have without cracking up.
Oh, thanks, I appreciate that.
Hey, my gosh, so how's it going, man?
Oh, you know, pretty good. Hey, just out of curiosity, how wide is Kelly's thigh gap?
Her what?
How wide is her thigh gap?
Thigh gap? I don't even know what that is.
You know, just like the space in between her thighs. How wide is it?
Like,
just...
I have no idea, man.
Just by eyeballing it.
I don't know.
All right, listen, I'm going to let you go since you're on to me, and this is getting weird, and, you know, I don't want you to get me in trouble with Rachel.
All right.
Bye.
I love you, Kelly.
Love you.
Ooh, baby.
See ya.
All right, bye.
Hello,
William?
Yes?
Oh, hey, Will, it's Bobson with the Homeowners Association.
What a Homeowners Association?
Is this William? Do I have the right number?
Yeah, it's William. You got the right number, but I sold my house. I moved out of there September of last year. I don't live in the...
Oh, yeah, I know, but you used to live over there on... right?
Yeah, but I don't live there. I know.
You don't live there anymore. Sorry to bother you. I needed to let you know that we used your name on some paperwork that we filed with the county. We're just kind of doing this little tax loophole thing. And we had to
put... What do you mean, use my name?
We used your name on some paperwork that we filed with the city. We're just kind of just exploiting this legal gray area kind of thing. Don't worry about it. Like, just don't even look into it. But I just needed to let you know, just in case a county inspector calls you.
Well, if they call me, I'll tell them I sure didn't give authorization for anybody.
Oh, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that, because that doesn't agree with, you know, what we put down on the paperwork. Yeah, you just need to let them know.
At me, sir. I mean, you know, people have rights. When you use somebody's name,
oh, I'm not trying
you
to
didn't give them the authorization.
I'm not trying to trample on your rights or anything. I didn't say anything about that. I'm just if anyone calls from the city or the county or whatever, you just have to agree that you are, in fact, the proprietor of Whiz Bang's Bar and Grill.
You got owner with Bar and Grill. Where's this leading?
No, Whiz Bang's Bar and Grill. We put you down as the owner.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, no.
Are you got the right guy?
This is William.
What do you got is my who you got is my last name.
William.
What's my last?
Do I have the right person?
I do not own a bar and grill, sir.
I know, but we told the city that you do. See, here's the thing. We registered your old.
Why would you do that for? What's your name? Give me your name again.
Bobson.
Bobson?
Yeah, and we told the city that you're the owner of Whiz Bang's Bar and Grill, and the address for it is your old house. And so if anybody...
Why would you do that?
For a tax break, just, you know, for tax reasons. Don't worry about it. All you need to do is just say yes. Like, if anyone asks, if you're the proprietor of Whiz Bang's Bar and Grill, just say yes. That's it. That's all there is to it.
What's your first name, Bob?
Bobson.
Bob Bobson. Is that right?
No, my first name is Bobson, and I'm not giving you my
last name.
Oh, I'm not giving you that. That's, you know, that's private.
Where do you live at?
I'm not telling
you. Where do you live at?
That's personal. I'm not telling you. You don't need to worry about that. Just do as you're told, and there won't be just do as you're told, and there won't be a problem.
Out of your ever loving mind to call me and tell me this crap.
No, I'm
there
not.
Ain't no way I would go by and I'm owner of a bar and grill.
Oh, you better. You better just go along with it.
Sounds to me like I'm going to have to get me an attorney.
Oh, no. You don't need to do that. I forbid you to get an attorney.
Why would you even call me and tell me this crap?
Because we already filed the paperwork.
Why would you put my name down as an owner of a bar and grill when I am not the owner of a bar and grill? Why would you do that?
Because you sound...
I'm upset with you, sir.
Because you sound...
And I'm going to find out who you are.
I told you who I am. My name's Bobson.
I have to say that. If I have to go to legal advice and get me a lawyer, I will do that.
Oh, you're not going to be able to.
You use my name without permission, and you can be sued.
Oh, you can't afford.
I don't know who you. What kind of game? I don't know what kind of game you're playing.
You can't afford a lawyer.
It ain't gonna work for me, buddy. You picked the wrong guy.
No,
you picked the wrong guy. So I'm ending this call right now.
No, I picked the right guy. Listen. Thanks again to Cody No Name for agreeing to be the fall guy once these people track us down with their attorneys. Not attorneys, just tourney. Not a lot of people know this, but Cody invented prank calls. Needless to say, he's going away for a long, long time. Thank you everyone for supporting the show. Olga wants to drag me up the side of a mountain this weekend, so if I don't have Bonersode 92 out by next Friday, just assume I fell off a cliff and died.
Is it true? You used to be my friend. What did I do? Why didn't I get in to your cool groove? You got a modern loft and a new tattoo of your own. Stood in a circle. Sophie left me in a bar at the bottom of the world. All the followers put the word out around the room. I'm on my way out, always remember you to stay on the move, it's true. Heartbroken, I've been for you, it's true.
Phillips and Mountain downtown.
Let our magic work on you.
A place to play, yeah. Each and every day.
Yeah. Whiz Bang.
The hot, hot, hot place to be.
Where the fun never ends and the party's never ending. Whiz Bang.
The hot, hot, like hot that one. Place to be.
Lunchtime special. 2-for-1 grilled onion sandwiches. Farm fresh onions chopped and grilled to a perfect dark golden brown and 100% pure vegetable shortening. And pile high on your choice of white, wheat, or rye bread. Yeah, we'll even throw in a free dinner mint.
The hot, 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 yeah, place to be.
As my mother used to say, why have just one onion sandwich when you can have two?
The hot, 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 place to be.
Where the fun never ends and the party's never ending.
Mint supplies are limited. Act fast. One mint per customer.